Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Brief programming note. I have shifted Bill O'Brien to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning so that we can get all of our leads in and so that there are no complaints about that. And so we have a longer opportunity to speak with the great Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. So tomorrow at 7, Bill O'Brien will be on this show.
And do you know who was on his staff at the Texans?
Mike Vrabel.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And he said last week that they are
good friends.
They are good buds.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to talk to Bill O'Brien tomorrow morning with the semifinals looming tomorrow night. Game number one. College football playoffs.
Yeah.
Get to the Final Four. So.
Excited about it. It's going to be a good one. Notre Dame and Penn State.
And Penn State. Yes, absolutely. All right. We got leads left. Wiggy, good morning. Hello.
All right. Good morning. Hello. So my lead is simple. If you are the New England Patriots and you're Robert Kraft, I get it. You got to do the Rooney Rule sham thing and interview black candidates.
It's a sham to you?
Oh, it's such a joke. I mean, honestly, did anybody really believe? Is there any person out there that believes that them interviewing Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton, that there was even a 1% chance that they would get hired?
No.
Do you think it is bothersome to those guys that they are put in that position? Is the Rooney Rule unfair?
I think that for those guys, they probably use the Rooney Rule for a springboard to let the rest of the league know, like, hey, I'd like to just get back into the coaching circles. Not as a head coach, because remember, Byron Leftwich was hot when he was with Brady, when he was the offensive coordinator for the Bucs, but nothing really capitalized in the sense of him becoming a head coach. We've seen it with Eric Bieniemy when he was with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, your window is small, and if it doesn't really kind of materialize for you, then it's like, you know, it's a fleeting star in the space. It just disappears.
Yeah.
And so,
see, somebody in the Twitch chat says that the Rooney Rule is a good thing because it's a good opportunity for those guys to interview and essentially get their name out there.
But Greg, I thought the real idea behind it, which is the Rooneys, who own the Steelers, and they hired Mike Tomlin, who was otherwise relatively unknown, but got an interview and got the job because he was spectacular in the interview. I feel like old guys that aren't really coaching is not what this is for. I feel
right.
like it's for young up-and-coming coaches
yeah.
who are African-American,
mm-hmm.
who are otherwise overlooked because of nepotism or whatever else, giving them an opportunity.
It's like for a guy like Aaron Glenn.
Right.
You know, or a guy like D'Amico Ryans.
Or Ejiro Evero in Carolina.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
Okay,
like,
you have to get the biggest name.
But
he's a defensive coordinator. He was great in Denver and then great in Carolina.
I kid because I love.
But that's not my lead is this. If you're the New England Patriots, you're Robert Kraft, don't wait. You Vrabel interviews, get the deal done tomorrow.
Let him leave the building.
Don't let him leave the building because okay. with the why do you think Vegas got rid of Antonio Pierce? They've already said Brady's going to be a big part of you know this team moving forward when it comes to hiring a coach, quarterbacks, all that stuff. You know the relationship that Mike Vrabel has with Tom Brady. Why even give the Vegas Raiders a chance to interview Mike Vrabel?
So if, give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, if that's Mike your
Vrabel,
guy.
Mike Vrabel comes here tomorrow,
yeah.
interviews with you, and says, I want my own GM, give it to him.
Yeah.
Says, I want a commitment on paper on how much we're going to spend when it comes to free agents, give it to him.
Yep.
He wants to hire all of his coordinators. He wants to bring in all of it. It doesn't matter. Give it to him.
Give it to him. Because I had said, Vrabel's out there. You should have Vrabel as your head coach by Friday.
I don't know if it's out there yet, but Mitch tells me we have footage of Vrabel already at Logan Airport.
Is he at the Hertz counter?
Oh,
all right.
There.
I see the resemblance.
I see that on Twitch. I thought you had him having coffee in the seaport.
No, that was Sweeney. That was so clearly Sweeney, I couldn't make it anybody else.
Right, so give him what he wants.
I agree with you. Get him in here. Get the guy can hit the ground running. He's done it before.
And we know he's your guy because you did the ShamWow of interviews with two guys that you knew that we know.
Gonna hire anyway.
Yeah. So go ahead.
All right. Well, as the New England Patriots search for the head coach who can lead us back to the promised land, and Mike Vrabel appears to be the favorite, I wanted to question this morning whether or not a guy like Mike Vrabel or any coach in the sphere of coaching can actually coach in this current NFL and hold guys accountable based on what Mike McDaniel said yesterday. So Mike McDaniel spoke yesterday, talked about guys who don't show up for meetings, guys who show up late, guys who quit in the middle of games like Tyreek Hill, and whether or not finding them works and how you get guys to actually do their job who are playing in the NFL currently.
I can find people until they're blue in the face. I can take their money. I can yell at them. But until they understand that part of the reason that we're in the position is controllable and we have to clean the controllables up, and we can have a chance to have success together. So certain specific individuals that, I don't think it was across the board, so I'm not going to continue to just place all blame on some of the smallest of individuals that were multiple offenders. I'm adjust my process and make sure that it's team-wide knowledge anytime that things are done that aren't in the best interest of winning football games.
It must be so difficult to coach in today's NFL. You can't yell at guys.
Yep.
You can't fine guys.
Uh-huh.
You can't hold guys accountable when they're walking off mid-game off of the field. It must be very difficult to
coach.
Do you
give Mike McDaniel a little bit more credit now? Because I know you have been kind of anti-Mike McDaniel in the way he treated players originally.
Yeah.
But he's clearly changed his tune and tried to do things a different way.
And
just none of them are working.
I'm still anti it in general, but I feel like these guys and everybody who is managing a certain age individual has to be resigned to their fate and has to understand that you can't really hold people accountable anymore. And they're not.
So imagine being a college coach. If this is what the NFL is and it's a business, being a college coach right now is.
Yeah, but see, this is what I said when we talked to Ninko. I can't remember when we talked to him.
That would be yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday? It's not the young players. It's the young-minded coaches. And this is where I said Gerard Mayo, and this is where he kind of stuck his foot in hot water, is he didn't, and the same with Mike McDaniel, when you got there, you didn't put your foot down on, here's the clear demarcation of me as the coach and our relationship as that goes with player coach. Because look at the coach.
You mean Mike McDaniel shouldn't be up there on the podium crying?
Nope.
Because Tyreek Hill got a speeding ticket?
Nope. And he shouldn't be, he shouldn't be talking.
But Wiggy, he's trying to be more authoritarian by fining guys, and it doesn't matter.
No, you got to do that from Jump Street. Look at the guys that are successful in the NFL right now. Look at the coaches.
Dan Campbell, his own guy. Sean McVay, his own guy. Mike Tomlin, his own guy.
The Harbaugh brothers. Andy,
yeah, but all those, so Wiggy, I have to completely disagree with you because all of those guys established culture. It's not
that's what I'm saying.
But it's not authoritarianism.
No, but it's about
a sense of unity.
It's about the culture that you create, and the culture is holding guys accountable.
I don't think that it's an accountability thing.
Yes, it is. If guys are not showing up to meetings, if guys are, you know, doing whatever they want, they're doing it because they know their head coach is not going to hold them accountable.
But McDaniel's telling you he tries to hold guys accountable. He finds them like crazy, and it doesn't matter.
No. I think what he's saying is, I try to do it this way, where I try to be a little bit more of a friend. I'm rocking all white Air Force Ones on the sidelines.
I'm jeweling,
whatever it is, you know.
What's that?
Like the little
vape. He vapes on the side.
And I think it's more of them. Like, you got to be able to separate. And I don't mean like young coaches can't do that. I think you have to be able to do that from the beginning and lay down this law.
You can't be successful being someone else. That's the real Wiggy is attempting to say, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're right.
Minkovich wants to jump in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to? Do we have time? I know we're late.
No.
By the way, how are our listening numbers, Curtis? Because Minkovich is listening every second to this show.
So I don't know if he's streaming or not, but I heard this from Ken. You find out a lot of information after you sign a contract.
Yes.
which, by the way, still hasn't even started yet, so sorry, suckers. But the company, Odyssey, has 500 radio stations across America.
Yes.
In the month of November, I was just told, we were the most streamed show of the entire company.
Wow.
Of the entire company.
Boomer and Geo.
Everybody. Most
Valenti and Babushka.
We need a bonus for that.
Well,
that'd be nice.
That would be wonderful. But,
okay.
Maybe Ken gets one.
All right. Well, that's good. Thank you to those of you who stream this show every day at WEEI.com.
Wow. What up, adults?
Thank you. Sincere thank you, adults. Hello, Ninko.
Hi. You know why the ratings are so high? Because you guys are forcing me to listen to you at 12 o'clock midnight.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
4:30 in the morning, you're on. Then you come on at 6 a.m. It's like, come on, you're always on. Put some music on. Anyway, okay, so this is what I'm – and I was listening to Wiggy. I actually worked out in the morning, so I work out at 5 a.m. And I listen all the time. So anyway, the problem with a lot of these players is they've been coddled since they were 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, high school. Which college you want to go to? Oh, let me sit down and have five hats in front of me, and I'll pick one up and put it down, and I'll shake my head, and I'll put another one on, then I'll take it off, and I'll rip my shirt off, and guess what? I have a different shirt on with a different school. And then, oh, the first year I didn't start, so I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go somewhere else, and another coach is telling me how great I am and how good I am, and I can do whatever I want at any point. And then when you finally have to have discipline with a career and as a professional – what's that song by, is it Kanye West? Hey, wait till I get my money right. You can't tell me nothing right.
Yes.
You got some of these guys that have $50 million. $70 million. I don't know. What's Tyreek? What's he made so far? Career earnings, probably $70 million, $75 million.
More than that.
Know.
Yeah, he's probably right. Made more than that.
$100 million.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel can't tell him.
$1,500 fine.
Mike McDaniel can't.
$15,000 fine.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't care.
It doesn't
about the
matter.
Fine. It doesn't matter.
But it's you gotta. Okay, like, but Nick,
my,
you gotta.
My interest makes.
But look at. You know, he's doing a great job. Look at Sean Payton. Right. You got to be able to lay down. You got to be able to my thing, Nick, is you can't blur the lines as a coach and a friend. And I think too many of some of these, I don't want to say young guys because they're not all young, but just this, like, I need to be your friend way of thinking. I'm more than just your coach. I think you have to eliminate that.
You want them to like you. Like, that's the bad part. Right, Mike McDaniel, I think, wants his players to like
rather
him.
Rather than,
think
hey,
he's cool.
Hey, listen. I'm not here for you to like me. Here's where the line is drawn, and here's how we do things. And I think Sean Payton has done a good job of, we criticized him for jumping down Russell Wilson's ass last year.
Yeah.
And then look what he kind of did to Bo Nix this year. But he's able to create that line.
I think Dan Campbell is the same thing.
Right.
Like, I think when he needs to be tough, he's...
Guys, Dan Campbell, I would assume that if you walked in the locker room and asked guys, you know, what do you think of Dan Campbell? They love him, right?
Yeah.
Because they understand that he was former player. He knows what they're going through. He knows the mental, the physical struggle. Yeah, he also knows the toughness side of things. But his first year, he was a 3-win guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's growing pains to finding the right players. And now you can't just walk into a situation and look at a roster and say, okay, these guys I'm going to win with, and these guys I'm not going to. You have to go through a process to find out, okay, how much does this mean to this person or this player? You know, Tyreek Hill, maybe, you know, okay, or whoever it is. I don't know if Tyreek Hill was late. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But if a guy is a repeat offender, right, not accountable, doesn't show up on time, I can't count on that guy to do the right thing when the game's on the line.
I think it takes time to
figure that out.
I think we can assume it was Tyreek Hill because he was frequently doing 180 miles an hour so he could get there on time.
Yes.
And he made $120 million through this season as an NFL receiver.
$120 million.
Okay.
Not bad.
Cut it in half. That's what taxes. The Uncle Sam will take half. But anyway, so he's got 60 in the bank, and then however many kids he had this year, that's going to take a lot out of that. But anyway, you know, you have to look at it in a sense of every – year. Now, Wiggy, when we played in a time when we walked into a building, we had to pay our dues. It was the culture was built on paying your dues.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got a rundown on kickoff. I know even if you're a first round pick in 2006, you ran down on kickoff. Like, you had to pay your dues.
Yeah.
Now nobody wants to pay any dues. Like, no, I want to make the kids out of college. I want to make $250,000 a year. Well, guess what, kid? You're going to make 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a culture and a society based on right now. Oh, I want everything right now. And that's not the way it works in football. You have to pay your dues. You got to earn your stripes.
Robert, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you
for listening.
I'm out of here.
All right. That's Rob Ninkovich.
Enjoy the workout.
Everyday listener of this program.
But you can do it. You know who I think holds guys accountable, and he's a young coach? Is Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. It's about holding guys accountable.
But we've also played the clip of him, like, clearly, like, buddies with Sam Darnold.
I think that's his communication, but I bet you guys don't show up late to meetings.
But exactly, but that's establishing a culture and getting guys that buy in, Wig. I think, like, I think Ninko nailed it. Like, it's about finding the right guys that want to buy into what you're selling.
So why did guys buy in last year?
To who?
Dedrick Wise,
because it's Bill Belichick.
No,
right? Because
they had the same record.
No. I'm just saying the buying in the sense of not showing up late. Other than Jack Jones that we know about, the fact that guys are and I felt like
I think they were afraid of what would happen if they didn't.
Accountability.
They weren't down in Providence at 2 a.m. You know, getting arrested.
But it's about accountability because Bill would sit their ass.
You know, so.
But didn't we have to suspend the punter last year, too? Or is that 2 years ago?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think last year.
But the thing about Dan Campbell that we all forget is that he has been this guy the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is why it's working now. Right. Is that if you are authentically you, you will succeed or fail, but you won't have people that choose not to listen at some point. Yeah. Dan Campbell finally got a roster that was good enough that bought into him, and he hasn't changed.
By the way, a texter pointed this out on the Subaru of New England text line. Giant 5 a.m. gym flex from Rob Ninkovich.
I think he's a 12-3-30 guy, you know, just goes, you know.
He might be doing the full 75.
Yeah, ooh.
All right, well.
It's good for your buns.
Thank you to Rob Ninkovich, and here is Courtney with what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins get shut out on home ice as the Oilers get the win 4-0. Jeremy Swayman had 32 saves in the loss. The Celtics, however, get a win in Denver, beating the Nuggets 118-106. Jokic and Gordon did not play in this one for the Nuggets. The C's end their road trip 3-1. A firing in Las Vegas. The Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just one full season as the head coach. Pierce took over as the interim head coach in 2023.
Wiggy's lead this morning. I think he's right. You better be careful if you're the New England Patriots. Because Tom Brady may be calling Mike Vrabel as we speak.
Oh, they've already had a conversation. Believe that.
And they do have a relationship.
Yep.
And so you got to try. If you want Mike Vrabel, you got to try to make sure that he does not leave the building tomorrow when he is interviewing. Get that deal done tomorrow.
And that's a better landing spot. Granted, you don't have the quarterback, but... You know,
no,
you,
it's not a better landing spot.
Look at the talent. You have arguably one of the top 10, top 5 best pass rushers in the NFL. You got probably the best up-and-coming young tight end in the NFL.
Okay, they don't have the Freedom Trail.
Oh, we don't have, but they still have.
We have the
they have the Vegas Strip, though.
Rabel doesn't strike me as a Vegas Strip guy.
No.
Yeah, I believe me. Vrabel would prefer the Strip than the Freedom Trail.
Well, speaking of the Patriots, yesterday they announced that they completed head coaching interviews with both Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Sources are saying that they plan to interview Vrabel tomorrow. In citrusy, sweet, and now on sale, fresh Sumo mandarins at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up Sumo citrus mandarins for only $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Delicious Sumo mandarins, Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's freezing. Feels like 2 outside. This afternoon, it'll feel like 10.